And for a second Community Connection of the morning, opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking city business with City Councilman Dr. Joseph Callahan. Doctor, first of all, nice to have you in here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Charlie. And happy to be here.
And I know that this is among your first on-air reports to the voters of your district, or of your ward, rather. But certainly enough business last night on the council meeting, a week later than what often we kind of think of council meetings as first and third Mondays most months, unless there's a holiday or something going on. But moving the council meeting to last night, as I see it, maybe not, that was not the official reason, but primarily to accommodate an out-of-town visitor to speak to the council about a project that has been going on. And I'll let you describe it, because you've been more involved than I have as an observer. But the results of a study by the Johansson Group on basically city's payroll and how the city is compensating its non-uniformed employees.
That's right. So that's exactly right. Last night was Tuesday night, so not a standard evening for city council meeting. But the Johansson Group was available last night, so we adjusted our schedule so that we could hear directly from them. We wanted them to come and present on the topic so that we could truly understand what information and data they had collected and present that to us so that we could accept their resolution or not, just based on the information they presented based on their salary study. And they did a great job of analyzing where the city employees are at, where they are at currently. Fact, the current compensation, the current compensation model was actually adopted 18 years ago, so it was long overdue. It seems that they would need to be doing something like this just to make sure that the salaries were competitive for our city employees and staff. So
I think the city manager made some comment to Mr. Curd that I think you were on the council the last time we did this.
Yeah, I don't know if Jim took that too well, but,
hey, if you've got to have a little bit of fun, even in a public meeting.
That's right. Yeah. So, even though it was 18 years since the last study was done, the findings that they had, I was really surprised. Not necessarily surprised, but the city's done a good job of compensating our employees. So as far as exempt employees go, they were with 1% of what the study had found. And actually it was 1% better than competitive markets, and that's what the study was really looking at, is competitive markets, cities of similar size and demographics to Bartlesville to see.
And exempt employees, for the listeners, so we're talking about employees that are exempt from overtime rules, generally professionals, engineers or people with professional qualifications.
Right. Yeah. And they were right there on the mark already, but this study kind of, it's good to benchmark and to make sure that you're right there. And one of the key things that he pointed out in that presentation is it's really, you do these things to attract and retain talent. And the city of Bartlesville has a great staff. They do a tremendous job, and being on the city council, I couldn't be more happy with the work that they do. If I ever have a question about anything, they're more than willing to help. And they do their research, and they definitely have the citizens, first and foremost.
Yeah, and I think people can be confident when they're dealing with the city staff that, number one, they're talking to somebody who is going to give best effort to accomplish whatever it is they need to accomplish that particular time.
Absolutely. So, other than that, they also looked at non-exempt positions, which we were a little bit off the mark for those as far as history goes. So, but with their recommendation, within the budget process that we did last year, we approved a 5% merit increase as well as a 1.1% COLA, which comes to a 6.1% overall increase. And their findings were that employees did need an increase to bring them within range, to get everything kind of stabilized, whether you're under the minimum or above the maximum. They wanted to kind of stabilize that out. And so within that 6.1% budget, we were able to give some employees a raise, and all employees will be getting a raise. It'll just kind of depend on where they fall within their pay grade.
Yeah. So overall, as I understand that, even within that employee group, that the overall guidance of the 6.1% is the overall guidance, but there will not everybody would get the exact amount, so that you try to bring people according to the calculations where they should fall on the salary scale.
Right, that's exactly right.
So somebody get more, some may get a little bit less.
Right, and lots of employers have a similar, you know, type structure. It's, you know, you've got a midpoint, then you've got 80% and 100, you know, a maximum of 120%, and that's really that range that's what they used for their analysis and making sure that people are falling within that range.
The process, and you and I talked before we went on the air, not sure exactly how many days and weeks, but some time back and forth as far as plugging in data into some software that evaluates a job on 15 different criteria.
That's right, and I don't have the, well, actually I do have the 15 criteria. I don't think everybody wants to hear those, but it's basically under the major headings of skill requirements, what their responsibilities are, their contacts or human relations, and then whatever efforts they make. For example, machine operations, working conditions, and physical demands are those 15 components that software utilizes. And something that we were also talking about, I think, is very interesting, and it's a good thing that the city has done, is actually we've acquired that software now so that we can analyze positions as they come on board, as people come on. You can analyze how much experience someone has, their education and everything else, to make sure that we're compensating them or at least making them an offer that's fair, and then year to year. And then also the Johansson Group recommends that we do an analysis like this approximately every 2 to 3 years to make sure we're on track with the other markets.
Well, I think the advantage, as I see it as an observer of this software, please correct me if I'm wrong, hypothetically, if you Joe were to hire on as hypothetically a Parks Department employee, but you have worked Parks Department type jobs other places, it compensates you for your knowledge, your experience, your background, and then also plugs in again, the physical demands, whatever special things would be going on in that particular job. So rather than a set salary scale Parks Department 1 type person, it looks at you and tries to get the best compensation for you.
Exactly right. So if you're coming in, you're not starting at, we're not just coming up with an arbitrary number and starting you right there. We'll base it based on experience and everything else you described. So
yeah. The two action items, but both of them relating to this presentation and the results of that study, are basically what went on last night at the council.
That's the bulk of it. It really is. Like you said, this is my, I've been on a couple of times, but this is the first time since the redistricting, the remapping has taken effect since the election. So now I was Ward 4, now I'm Ward 5. Mm-hmm. Really don't have a whole lot to speak about in Ward 5 right now, but you know, the remapping and the new counselors that have come on board have really hit the ground running. So we're happy for Mr. Gentius and Mr. Kerr to be a part of the council. Mm-hmm. I think everything's going real well. Mayor Copeland's done a great job of taking over as mayor, and Vice Mayor Kane. So I think the year's off to a good start, and I'm happy to work with the new council. It
seems like early in the year, sometime, and the city manager did not give a date other than saying we were close on the new public safety building.
Right.
My unofficial guess would be somewhere in approximately the next 45 to maybe 60 days, maybe hopefully sooner than that. They'll be moving out of the police headquarters and moving into the new public safety building.
That's right. It's real hard to lock down those dates. Those are kind of moving targets, but he has said that over the next couple of weeks, IT will be getting set up within the new complex so that they can get everything that they need working, you know, telephones, computers, all that good stuff, so that whenever the staff gets in there, they can hit the ground running. And so potential ribbon cutting, he was saying, towards the end of February. So police will be in by then. Everything will be completely functional. So
yeah. Would mention that as part of the resolution last night on the pay increase, and it was just almost the last few words of the resolution, the employees that are employed by the council, city attorney, city manager, two or three others whose jobs escape me right now, city judge, municipal judge,
right,
also received similar compensation raises.
They did. It's also a 6.1% increase for those positions as well, all those appointed positions.
Something neat from the fire department. They talked about it a little bit Monday during a city matters, but it also came up last night in a report to the council that it was, I believe, 105 years ago that the fire department was formed in 1905.
Right.
And
so what is that, January 110? I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
I was a music education major. If I can, you count past four, and you're in trouble. I believe it was January 31st in 1905 that the fire department went on its first call.
That's yes. The fire chief gave that story last night. So January 31st, 1905, and so January 31st of this year, they're going to do a. Some sort of commemoration to honor that, mm-hmm. and the inauguration of the fire department here in Bartlesville, and they've also selected six firefighters to form a Bartlesville Fire Department Honor Guard. So something that sounds very exciting, and the chief was discussing that last night as well.
Well, if you have attended any of the law enforcement Memorial Day happenings at the Bartlesville Police Department, every year they have the honor guard that comes in on that, and it is it's an impressive ceremony, just for what it is. But to not have an honor guard to do the same sort of thing for firefighters, I think we're missing something.
Yeah, and so and like the chief said, he's finally had enough time to kind of put it together. It's something that it's a project he's been working on and been wanting to put in place. But you're right. I think it's a good addition to have that as well.
Yeah. Dr. Callahan, just for, I'll say, citizens of the city, but particularly for your award, I know you and all the councilmen work to be available, to be accessible to people in your ward. And mm-hmm. I know your contact information is on the city's website. They can look that up anytime, cityofbartlesville.org. And sometimes, you find yourself at a special event and you're the councilman there, and okay, somebody from Ward 1 walks up to you and says, hey, I got something, let's talk about it. But you're available, right?
Absolutely. And we all do that. It's not really a ward thing. Mm-hmm. It's a city of Bartlesville. It's a community service is what we're really doing. We get emails and calls from citizens from all over Bartlesville, and if it's a ward specific issue, then we'll get them in contact with the counselor that they need to speak to, or city manager, whoever they need, the department that they need to speak to. But we're all in it together. So the ward is just because we have to have five.
You're elected from a ward, but you serve the community.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
But again, I think any councilman, likes to hear specifically from the people that voted for them. So there is that tie.
Right.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, thank. It's a short community connection program this morning, but again, it was a short city council meeting last night.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Charlie. Thank you. It was good progress last night, and very exciting for the city staff. So it was good progress.
Yeah, and we'll check in with Mr. Bailey early next month for the latest sales tax report. But hopefully the final few weeks of the Christmas shopping season were good to the city of Bartlesville.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Joe Callahan with us this morning on a Community Connection on AM 1400 K1. More coming up in just a bit.
Being a foster grandparent has definitely given me a purpose in life.
I'm a best student because of her. Foster